This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In studying Psalm 84, we found the psalmist had a heart cry for an encounter with the living God. Listen to his heart cry. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty! My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Do you feel the emotion packed into his heart cry? Yearning, fainting, heart, and flesh crying out? Have you ever felt this way about spending time in God's presence? These emotions seem to be prompted by remembering seeing birds building their nests on a ledge in the stonework near God's altar. How appropriate, he thought to himself. These birds made their home near the altar. They'll have and care for their young there. Remembering them singing, he thought to himself, how happy they are. What a beautiful word picture of how he longed for the living God. How neat to have your home so close to God's altar. It is speculated David wrote this psalm while in hiding during the rebellion of his son Absalom. He remembered the regular trips he took to the temple, and after spending time there in God's presence, returning to his palace. His palace was beautiful, spacious, comfortable, luxurious. But he envied the nest of the sparrows and the swallows. He also envied the privileges of the priest. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Does your heart and mind resonate with this picture? Does this describe your inner yearnings? Do you ever cry out from your heart for the living God?